Friends, welcome to the 100th episode of Space Castle. It's been an interesting and amazing 3 years, and I hope you enjoy this very special episode. Everyone listening right now has played a very special part in Space Castle getting to this point, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Welcome back to Space Castle, it's your clubhouse for all things nerdy. My name is DT, and it was 3 years ago, almost to the day, that I started this podcast with two friends, and it's been one of the best and most fulfilling things I've honestly ever done. 3 years later, things have changed quite a bit. The show has taken on something of a new life a few times over, but it's still something I look forward to producing every single week. And that's largely because of you. The people who have listened every week and sent us comments, feedback, been in on all the jokes, and stuck with Space Castle as it's changed and evolved over the last few years have just been absolutely amazing. And many of you have become people I'm proud to call friends. Whether you're a podcaster with whom there's been a shared support and creative collaboration, or you're somebody who just loves podcasts and something in this one clicked with you, thank you. Some people I definitely want to shout out are Bobo from Bobo's Block, an excellent podcast, and I think one of the first podcast buddies I ever made, actually, when Space Castle first launched. Despite his exterior as a badass, imposing wrestler, Bobo's actually got a heart of gold and a personality to match. Definitely check out his show ASAP. It is one of the best pop culture podcasts around. Brian and Gomez from Playlist Wars are two of the friendliest, warmest, and genuine dudes I've never actually met in person. But I talk to on a regular basis, and I'm proud to call them friends. Playlist Wars is and was a phenomenal musical podcast with a genius premise. And their new individual shows, My Weekly Mixtape and The Sleevey G Show, are no less brilliant and so worth your time. Please check them out. Those crazy lads in Britain at Chat Smash have been fantastic supporters of Space Castle. Vinny, Finn, and Big Foss have put together what I think is genuinely the funniest podcast I've ever heard, and their episodes consistently leave me laughing to tears. On top of that, they're all incredibly lovely blokes. Just awesome. In that same vein, the dudes over at Nerd It Through the Grapevine have one of the best pop culture and humor podcasts around. Those four dudes, Nate, Tiny, Shazam, and Marcus, have some of the most incredible chemistry and comedic timing I've ever fucking heard. They're also amazing friends, and I hope I've shared at least a fraction with them the love and support they've shown to me. One day, my friends, we will do a live show together. It's gonna happen someday, I promise you. And Mr. Rob Romance, don't think for a second that I'm gonna get through this episode without giving you a shout-out. What you've done with What I Tell My Younger Self and the Sunrise Society is just nothing short of awesome. The fact that you choose to use your talent and your voice to try and make people feel better and more secure and just make the world a better place is just astounding, and it's incredibly generous. And frankly, the world doesn't deserve you, which makes what you do all the more important and all the more beautiful. You're a fucking awesome dude, and I'm proud to call you a friend. And those crazy mofos at Neatcast, we got Jay and Zach and Mike. You guys have been amazing. Zach is basically indie podcast royalty at this point, and the fact that he's deigned to waste his time and support on a dumb show like mine is just incredible, and... Wait, what's that, Goldblum? We got a message from Zach? Oh, fuck yeah, play that shit!
Dearest DT, first of his name, champion of geeks, all-knowledgeable nerd, and king of the space castle. Congratulations. Being a content creator it's not easy, especially when you tackle something like this by yourself. Yet you've done an exemplary job keeping us entertained week by week. I would use the simple trope of saying the sky is the limit, but Space Castle has far surpassed that. You're hurtling through space at high speeds, boldly going wherever Goldblum wants to take you. So 3 years, 100 episodes. Congratulations, man. Keep making awesome content.
What an absolute sweetheart. Even though I think he might be just a little bit full of shit for saying all those nice things about me and about this dumb show, it just goes to further my point that indie podcasters are the salt of the earth. They're the cream of the crop, and the... You get the idea. Jumping into podcasting has been honestly one of the best things I've ever done. Over at What the Dice, Dan the GM and Nightlin have showed us incredible amounts of love and support. And they have not only got a really fun and fantastic actual play podcast, where they have a great time playing pen and paper RPGs, they also frequently do gaming streams on YouTube, which are always fun to watch as well. They're absolute sweethearts, and I cannot thank them enough for their friendship. Next up, Omega Star 7. What Skylar James, Chrissy Graham, and their team have accomplished with their podcast is nothing short of incredible. The marrying of amazing music and sound design with excellent voice acting, humor, action, and just an uncanny ability to tell a complex and layered story with just sound alone is just fucking staggering. Their talent is matched only by their warmth, their generosity, and they're not only one of my favorite podcasts ever, they're some of my favorite people ever. Billy at We Watched a Thing, you goddamn legend. You've got the best movie review podcast on the internet and somehow you haven't gotten a big head over it. Getting drunk with you and watching The Secret of the Ooze is one of my all-time favorite memories and episodes of Real Drunk. The Southern Hemisphere is lucky to have you, my friend. The ladies over at She Will Rock You, Dave over at Beer in Front, J&K at Fuck My Work Life, the dudes at Science Fiction Remnant, Alex at Time for Your Hobby, and many, many more have been such fantastic friends, collaborators, and just all-around great people. The ladies at the podcast that used to be known as Id, Ego, and Us and is now known as Almost Average, you're fantastic. Abigail at the Manic Pixie Weirdo podcast, you might just be the best of us, and I don't just mean indie podcasters. And last but certainly not least, I want to thank my former co-hosts, Alex Carroll and Seth Howell. We've since parted ways, but the 80 episodes we recorded together, along with a handful of bonus episodes as well, are a great memory, and I'm proud of what we did together. The episodes we did of Real Drunk on the Space Castle YouTube are projects I think are hilarious, endlessly rewatchable, and everybody should definitely check out Seth's new podcast, Earmarks. That said, my good friend Seth Easterling Babin, better known in these parts as Super Laser Seth, has been an awesome co-host on the most recent, and I don't think it's any coincidence, most popular episodes of Real Drunk, and has been a fantastic sounding board, an honest critic when I needed it, and just an all-around amazing friend while I've been trying to figure out what Space Castle is going forward. More on that in just a bit. The list could go on and on and on. Please believe me that when I say that if I haven't called your name, it's not because you are not loved and appreciated. There's a lot going on in this episode, and I'm getting a little bit emotional, so please bear with me. Please, though, feel free to yell at me on social media, at Space Castle Podcast on Twitter, and publicly shame me. I will acknowledge it. I will apologize. I will praise you for the wonderful person you are, and hopefully we'll still be friends. And on top of all the incredible friends I've made, the amount of things I've learned over the last few years has been really great too. I've learned so much about sound production and polishing, and you can absolutely see the growth from the very first episodes to where we are now. At least I hope you can. At the very least, I've learned what LUFs are and sound level standards for podcasts and video. Who knew those existed? So while the first few episodes back in 2020 might have you adjusting your volume settings in frustration, I feel like the last 50 or so episodes have been really pretty banging in terms of quality. And that is also due no in small part to the co-writer of the show's theme song, D's Notes, Brian Lovett. Thank you so much for your help on the theme song. And I will continue always and forever to credit you at the end of every episode for helping co-write that song. I think it's a fucking banger, and I'm very, very proud of it. If you don't think the show has improved in quality over the years, again, please feel free to publicly shame me on Twitter. That handle again is Space Castle Pod. And the videos on our YouTube have been such a blast to put together as well. I actually come from a background in graphic design and video production, and the Real Drunk series has been something I'm incredibly proud of, like I said. And as such, I promised everybody a big announcement in this episode, and here it is. After this, the 100th episode of Space Castle and the third year anniversary, I've decided to take the show to YouTube full time. It'll become a video series as opposed to a podcast. And while I love the podcast community and it's been such an amazing experience, I really think that my passions, both in terms of my love of design and video editing, and the subjects I like to yammer about, have honestly become better suited for video rather than just audio. I am super excited. The new graphics and presentations I've been working on for the next evolution of the series, and topics that I feel like I can better present and have more fun with in video, have just been an absolute blast to plan out and work on, and my excitement for Space Castle has honestly never been bigger. And I hope you'll feel the same way. You'll still be getting the same fun and excitement from each weekly topic that you'll be getting in every podcast episode, but there's such a huge opportunity to really blow this thing wide open and really discover its true potential. I think you all are really going to enjoy it. I hope everybody who's been such a fantastic listener and supporter will make the jump with me. I really do. All 100 plus episodes of the podcast will continue to live exactly where they are, and once YouTube gets their podcast platform running, all the episodes will be found there as well. So at one point, YouTube will actually become your sort of one-stop shop for all things Space Castle, right along the show's website, which is www.spacecastlepod.com. There you'll find me posting links to the YouTube videos, you'll find me blogging, there's all kinds of merch and stuff on there as well. I hope you'll come check it out. And I want to give some thanks to some of the amazing guest hosts we've had on Space Castle as well. Sophie from Soph's Notes on YouTube, you were just an absolute joy to speak with. Dr. James Paterini from NASA, holy shit, fucking dream interview, even though I've known you for like 15 years. You're one of the best dudes I know. And acclaimed fantasy author Brian McClellan, who stopped by the Space Castle once to talk about In the Shadow of Lightning. Dude, it was an honor to have you on the show as well. Thank you so much. And I think that's gonna do it for this 100th episode of Space Castle. Before I wrap things up, I want to give a special thanks to everybody who's been a supporter on the Patreon. Damien, Seth, Chrissy, Nicole, Sean, and Anna, your support has been absolutely wonderful, and your generosity cannot be overstated or appreciated enough. The Patreon is actually going to undergo some changes as the whole show as itself makes a big transition to YouTube, and I hope our active patrons still continue to find it worthwhile. I cannot thank everybody enough for the amazing love and support over the last 3 years. And I hope this isn't the end for anybody who might be listening. I really do believe that moving to video is where the show naturally wants to go. And I think you all are really going to dig what I've got in store and what's about to go down. So look forward to that starting next week. In the meantime, my name is DT, reminding you to take care of each other and be good.